It's time for the Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedom from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sentinel Report. I am your host, Alex Newman. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. It is Monday, January 15th. We've got a whole bunch of critical news for you and also some very special guests joining us to break down critical threats to our republic, our freedoms, our Constitution, and so much more, not to alarm you, not to scare you, not to terrorize you, but to keep you informed so that you can be active and work on something important. That's why we do all that we do here is not just to scare people. We don't want to scare people. We want people to understand what's going on so that we can respond appropriately. We'll start like we always do with a verse from the Word. This comes out of Proverbs 24, verse 16. It says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumbles in times of calamity." Amen, amen, amen. The wicked are going to be dealt with by God, folks. Have no doubt about it. Have no fear about it. Over and over again in His Word, God promises us that the wicked are going to be dealt with. And so you can take it to the bank. In the meantime, we've got a lot of work to do. Before we get to our first guest, we have Clay Clark with us. I want to share with you folks what I have been doing to prepare my family for the very tough times that I believe are on the way. The reality is, the truth is, the people running the system that we operate under right now believe that chaos, crisis, and terror is the best way to advance their agenda. They've been doing it for a long time. They will continue to do it for as long as it works. Now, a lot of the problems that we are dealing with could be solved overnight. We saw that when Donald Trump came into office and suddenly we didn't have high gas prices. Suddenly things were working again, right? Things could be, the border came under control. Communist China started behaving itself, right? We could deal with a lot of these things pretty simply. But the reality is the people in charge don't want to deal with them. And that means that we need to be very careful, folks. So I encourage you, get to the website, preparewithsentinel.com. That's my website, preparewithsentinel.com. And they've got some really incredible specials right now. You get $60 off a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It's the country's largest preparedness company. It is a company that I have been using for many, many years. That's why we partnered with them for this show, because I know them, I trust them, I've been using them for a very long time. They've got a long track record. They've got huge numbers of satisfied customers. So that's why we partnered with them. And again, you get a $60 deal, $60 off this four-week emergency food kit. They've also got great deals on three-month emergency food kits. You can get $200 off. And folks, every one of these kits comes with enough food for three meals every day, either for 4 weeks or for 3 months. And this is food that will last up to 25 years. You can put it in a closet and not worry about it, regardless of what's coming, unless and until you need it. Every one of those meals is delicious. It's going to have more than 2,000 calories for each person for every day. And folks, you want to eat right during times of crisis. And I do believe more crises are coming. I do believe COVID was a warm-up round for what's coming next, whether it'll be a cyber pandemic, as Klaus Schwab says, or a knockout of the communications, the internet grid, an economic crisis, a war is a very real possibility. All of these things are looming large on the horizon, and you don't want your family to be unprepared for that. So get over to preparewithsentinel.com, preparewithsentinel.com. If you're watching us on TV or on the rerun, you can see that on your screen right now, preparewithsentinel.com. If you're listening to us on radio or on podcast, that is preparewithsentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.com. That's where you're going to get these exclusive deals, $60 off the four-week kit, $200 off the three-month kit. Order by 3 p.m. for free same-day shipping. Comes in a private box, so your neighbors, nosy neighbors, aren't going to know what is in the box. So folks, get prepared right now, right? Don't wait until the crisis actually hits. Think, oh no, what do I do? My kids are hungry, or my wife is hungry, or my husband's hungry. Get prepared now. You save this stuff for 25 years. It's all at preparewithsentinel.com, preparewithsentinel.com. All right, folks, our first guest today is the great Clay Clark, a returning guest. He's been with us many, many times. Clay, welcome to the program. You always have such a great read on what is going on in the world today. We see the crisis off the coast of Yemen. Looks like the war drums are banging again. What do we make of what's going on in the world?
Well, first off, that My Patriot Supply, that screenshot you had, you're looking a lot better now than you were looking then. You look like you were looking good then, but you are looking a lot better now. You get more beautiful every year. So despite what's going on,
thank you,
it's possible to enhance your beauty year after year. No, but in all sincerity, the big thing I want to focus on today is Georgia Tech, just 10 days ago, announced that graphene can now be used and is being used to create semiconductors. And for anybody out there that doesn't know, a semiconductor is what's needed to make modern electronic products, okay? So they steer the flow of electricity. Also on the same day, China and Russia, it was announced, it was confirmed by Newsweek. I don't know how credible Newsweek is, but it was confirmed by Newsweek that China and Russia are now using quantum technology to communicate. And by the way, graphene is the basis for quantum communication. So what I am saying right now, folks, is it is possible for you and I, if you took the shots, to have technology under our skin called graphene, because in the COVID shots, there was graphene. So you would have the fundamental components needed to make semiconductors underneath your skin. And you've all know Harari is always talking about how COVID will make surveillance go under the skin. And Klaus Schwab is always saying that the fourth industrial revolution is going to be the fusion of your biological identity, then merging you somehow into this weird dystopian world where your digital identity merges with your biological identity. It all merges together as one. Well, how do you do that? You put graphene in the shots and you make graphene the basis for semiconductors moving forward. So I really do believe right now, folks, we are living through the fulfillment of the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab has been plotting for many, many years.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Clay. I've been trying to expose the fourth industrial revolution for a long time, but some of this stuff, it just sounds so sci-fi that people don't take it seriously. They imagine that these technologies are, if they're ever going to exist, that they're way off in the future, that maybe you've been watching too much Hollywood propaganda. And yet we know a lot of this stuff exists now. The graphene that you were talking about, the Neuralink that Elon Musk is developing to connect your brain directly to a computer. Folks, these technologies are already being used. Neuralink is right now in human testing, approved by the FDA. And we have a lot of these globalists basically telling us, Clay, that if we won't participate in this, we're going to become irrelevant, right? The AI, the superhumans who are going to upgrade themselves with genetic modifications or with techno implants in their brains, they're going to be so superior to us. They're going to be gods. We're just going to be, yep, like, I guess, ants. How do we resist this in a credible way, in a serious way, without, say, getting left behind as these maniacs supposedly upgrade themselves?
Now, all your listeners out there, please feel free to disagree with me, but I encourage everyone to look up what I'm telling you. The Bible states in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, that when the Euphrates River dries up, that's when the false prophet will show up. And that's when China and Russia will team up. That's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. That's towards the end of the Bible, by the way, folks. That's the book of Revelation. So what I'm saying is that China and Russia are teaming up. The false prophet has showed up. You've all know Harari. And the Euphrates River is drying up. So my first step that I would encourage everyone to take is I would encourage you to do a checkup from the neck up and make sure that you're right with Christ. Because if you read 1 Thessalonians in the Bible, God's very, very clear that we're not supposed to be asleep as those who have no hope, and that God will eventually return with a shout. But I just encourage everybody out there today, step one, give yourself a checkup from the neck up and make sure you're right with Christ. I would encourage you to do that. If you haven't invited Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, I would encourage you to do that. Second is I would recommend, and this isn't a shameless commercial for My Patriot Supply, but I would echo what you said earlier. I think it's really important that we have planned for a supply chain collapse, just like you might want to, you know, put gas in your car before you go on an extended road trip or even a road trip in town. If your car's on E, it's not going to help you get anywhere. So I would encourage you to go to My Patriot Supply, use your promo code, get stocked up on that. And then the third thing I would encourage you to do, I really mean this, I would get out of the fiat currency, because Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've all teamed up now with Iran, Dubai, Egypt, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia. They've all teamed up together. The BRICS has doubled in size, the BRICS block, and they have built a physical bank called the New Development Bank in Shanghai, China. They've already perfected the technology, and they're planning on rolling out a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency and not making our dollars worth less, but our dollars worthless. And so I would encourage you to get out of the fiat currency. And then finally, I would encourage you to get around other patriots that are awake or are awakening up so that you have a network of people that you can know and trust. And that's really a big part of why we do these Reawaken America Tour events. And our final event we have, and you've been a great speaker at our past Reawaken America Tour events, our final event that we have on the books is going to be June in Michigan, June 7th and 8th. And for every event we always do, you can name your price. I'm not attacking anybody who makes a profit from patriotism, but we do not. You can name your price. You can pay whatever price your family can afford. That's June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. Alina Haba, Eric Trump. We've had Donald J. Trump Jr. on the tour. We've had Dr. Peter McCullough. Kash Patel will be there. General Flynn will be there. It's going to be a great event. And again, you can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. And you can name your price for our final Reawaken America tour coming up June 7th and 8th.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the I didn't realize this was the final stop on the tour, Clay. It's a little bit sad, but I'm looking forward to seeing you guys all there. These things are fantastic, folks. If you haven't been to one of these yet, you need to get to one. It's an incredible feeling being with thousands of people who love the Lord, who love our country, who see the problems that are coming at us like a freight train, and who are serious about doing something to stop it and to protect what we all love. Clay, one more time, the website. How do people get tickets to that? That's going to be June 7th and 8th, you said, outside of Detroit. How do people get tickets?
You can go to time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. And I think that you and I have talked about this offline, but if we haven't, you are certainly invited to be one of the speakers for the Reawaken America Tour in June, and you and I can connect offline to finalize those details. But it is going to be an epic event, and just like I tell you when you speak, I try not to give you any advice about what you can talk about or what not to talk about. There's no teleprompters. There's no coaching. There's no censorship. And I don't think most people realize how much censorship exists within the Republican Party events. So many of the Republican Party events that are organized, it's really not about what they say. It's about what they don't say. I mean, so many the Republican Party events right now are mindlessly, without any research, praising Elon Musk, despite the fact that he's rolling out this Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution technology. They're praising Elon Musk. A lot of these conservative events, they don't mention what's inside the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. They don't talk about the Agenda 2030 at all. And that's why I'm so glad to have people like you on the Reawaken America Tour.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, Clay. Can't wait to see you there. Please keep us updated on all the great research you're doing. Thank you for all that you do, sir. And God willing, we shall talk to you again very soon.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Clay. God bless. All righty, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some news. And then we'll go to our next guest who's going to break down for you one of the most critical threats to our Constitution. It's not a future hypothetical threat. It is one that is staring us in the face right now. Stay tuned.
We are here to defend democracy for the people.
Hope for Our Times invites you to join us for a prophecy cruise, June 1st through 7th, 2024. We will set sail on the Royal Caribbean Adventure of the Seas and tour the Caribbean Sea with three ports of call: Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, Labadee, Haiti, and Coco Cay. These privately owned ports of call are great ways to safely and securely enjoy the Caribbean experience. The cruise will be an excellent way to spend time with like-minded people. Our world-class speakers, Jeff Kinley, Alex Newman, Bill Koenig, Dr. David Reagan, and Pastor Tom Hughes, will deliver timely talks that will challenge and encourage you for the day in which we live. And you will have plenty of time to relax and unwind on the sea. You can enjoy world-class food and entertainment, along with special sessions and Q&A time with our speakers. You will also connect with others who want to share the hope of Jesus with everyone they come in contact with. Visit UntilHeComesCruise.org for more information or to reserve your spot. We're offering early bird pricing if you sign up before December 31st. Visit UntilHeComesCruise.org and sign up today.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. Folks, do check it out, UntilHeComesCruise.org. I'll be there. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be leaving from Florida, touring the Caribbean, talking about prophecy, talking about the things of God, talking about the things that are happening in our world today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. Also, folks, big announcement. The book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools' War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, and How to Stop It, is just about ready to ship to you. You can pre-order right now. I'll send you a signed copy. It's at libertysentinel.org/shop, libertysentinel.org/shop. You'll be able to order it the normal ways here within a week or two, Amazon and other regular distribution channels. But if you want a signed copy, if you want to get an advanced copy, get over to libertysentinel.org/shop. It's been endorsed by Kirk Cameron, General Flynn, Alex Jones, Pete Hegseth, co-host of Fox and Friends, all kinds of great patriots talking about this. We've got top leaders from within the government school system talking about this. We've got the foreword from the Honorable Diane Douglas, the most recent superintendent of public instruction for the state of Arizona. I believe this is the most crucial battle facing our country, and we'll talk much more about that as the book is released, maybe even as soon as this week. All right, folks, a couple of quick news items before we go to our next guest. We've got over 1,000 doctors, nurses, psychiatrists, and pediatricians sending an open letter to the American Psychiatric Association regarding this incredible piece of quackery that they have just released called Publication of Gender-Affirming Psychiatric Care. And what this does, folks, this textbook, basically totally ignores all of the developments in the science field, in the medical field, related to what they call gender-related care. Basically, they are not even addressing it. So these doctors, these experts are really upset. Here's what they say. They say, we have grave concerns about the American Psychiatric Association's GAPC textbook. Until those concerns are addressed and the textbook's errors are corrected, we call on the APA to withdraw it. Folks, children are being butchered as a direct result of this quackery. Little boys are having their private parts cut off. Little girls are having hysterectomies. The federal government is waging war on parents. This is not a joke. This is not some funny fringe subject. They are coming for your children now, and they need to be called out. Speaking of the madness, the World Health Organization has picked a transgender activist group to set global child-rearing rules. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Less than half of this ridiculous panel even has any kind of medical background, and they actually have given transgender activists a majority of the seats on the panel that is now drafting global healthcare policies for children. One of these supposed experts on this panel has a tattoo that says, "Be gay, do crimes." Some of these are just TikTok stars notorious for gender bending and sexual perversion. That's who the UN thinks ought to be setting child care and child rearing rules. A horror story. A door just flew off a Boeing airplane on Alaska Air. Here you see the picture of it. And it turns out Alaska Air is super gay. Courage is a Habit, a great account on X, dug up some of these little factoids here. They're really focused on stuff like diversity and inclusion and equity, the dye stuff, the transgender stuff. So here is the Alaska Air. This is what they're into now.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah, that sounds like what I want my airline focusing on. Okay. Here's the company that makes the parts, including the door for Boeing. They're really proud of their diversity efforts, too. Check it out.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, so they're very proud that they've got a bunch of women engineers. And I have no problem with women engineers. That's fine. I just want a door that works on my airplane, okay? I don't want my kids sucked out of an airplane because a company was more worried about what sex or gender or color or sexual orientation the engineers have than they were about engineering a proper product. Of course, Boeing has been bragging about this nonsense for years, or hiring people based on their skin tone, whether they engage in sodomy, whether they're confused about being a boy or a girl, rather than whether they are the best person for the job. And in fact, they're very open about the fact that this is a major part of their company. Turning back to the mental health madness and the LGBT craziness, the Biden regime and Kamala Harris just announced over $250 million to hire pro-trans LGBT fanatics posing as shrinks to help students with their mental health. So it's like Santa Claus with your money, except instead of giving the money to children, they're going to be giving it to fanatics that are going to pump it into big pharma and chop off body parts from your children and fill them with dangerous psychotropic drugs. Here's Kamala Harris.
For all of those reasons, I am proud to be here at this very school to make an announcement, which is that we are announcing $285 million as part of our administration's initiative to hire and train mental health counselors in schools. In North Carolina, $12 million of those dollars will be received, Mayor. Resources.
Yeah, and she goes on, folks. Some other quick news here. U.S. Central Command has just announced that Yemeni rebels have attacked a U.S.-owned bulk carrier, the Gibraltar Eagle, with an anti-ship cruise missile in the Gulf of Aden today. The ship was flying the Marshall Islands flag. It's owned by Stamford, Connecticut-based Eagle Bulk Shipping. It was carrying steel products. CENTCOM claims that Houthis were responsible for this. They say it didn't seriously damage the ship. There were no injuries or significant damage, and it's continuing on its journey. But folks, they're setting us up for a global war. I don't know how many times I can tell you that. Now, one of the things they want to make sure that you cannot do is be ready for any war that may come to America. A group of radical Democrats has just introduced a new piece of legislation in Congress that wants to crack down on basically anybody that does what they call paramilitary training. You want to get together with a group of friends and go out and shoot targets in the woods? Well, they might call you a militia and prosecute you under federal law. They're using the inside job staged January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, alleged attack, as justification for this measure. And you can be sure it will be used to target conservatives and gun owners. Of course it will. All righty, folks. We'll leave it at that today because we've got a great guest coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Judy Kaler.
Most churches are silent about today's intense culture wars, leaving Christians alone and ill-equipped to stand in the battleground of ideas raging against us. That's why GTI Ministries has created a special bundle of new teaching tools to keep your family, friends, and church from being taken captive by a world at war with our God. We have reformatted our popular You Are What You Think textbook series to synchronize with our Thinking Like a Christian video series, enabling anyone to easily lead others through this life-changing curriculum. Our special bundle also includes new instructor guides for assisting the leader moment by moment, and which also contain discussion questions with answer keys. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top to receive your special bundle containing all these resources for only $119 for the DVD format or $99 for the streamed or thumb drive style. Take a stand for family and faith. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top. You'll be blessed.
Judy, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk about what's going on in Florida, but before we get there, give us the 30-second or one-minute version of why this constitutional convention idea is so dangerous. As you know, a lot of conservatives have now jumped on board with this, but I think the reality is they don't understand the dangers. Walk us through why this is such a big risk.
Well, in our republic, the power flows from the people, and if a convention is called under Article 5, then the people will have the power to, as expressed in the Declaration of Independence, to alter or abolish our form of government. So we do not need any constitutional convention called. It doesn't matter for what purpose. And they fool conservatives into thinking it's a conservative issue by telling them they can get a balanced budget or term limits or the left goes with the taking money out of politics. Oh, and there's the Convention of States who says they could limit the power and control of the federal government. And all this is bogus. It won't work. An amendment can't do that, but they're very good at what they do, and they have tons of money, and it's very dangerous. We're very close to it. It's operating under the radar in all these state legislatures, and now they're in Congress as well. So we really need to try to stop that.
So, Judy, you think if these people were to have a constitutional convention, we'd be opening up a can of worms, and we'd have people like Chuck Schumer basically determining what would happen at this convention, how it would go. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of an unknown. Now, as I understand the process, we need, what is it, two-thirds of the states to call for this convention, and then Congress is then going to be forced to call a convention. Well, one of the places where the battle is raging right now is in the Florida legislature. They're working on a resolution right this moment. Tell us about what's happening in the Florida legislature. Similar things, of course, are happening in other states, but tell us what's happening in Florida so people can get a sense of what's going on.
Yeah, well, every state has their own crazy thing going on, and this is not a right-left issue. It is a globalist versus the people who want to keep their sovereignty, their national sovereignty. And in Florida, they've got two resolutions that are being rushed through right now by the Republican leadership. I know they did that in the House. It's be interesting to see what they do in the Senate. But they're just the normal applications that say they're limited to a specific issue. They have the balanced budget amendment application, which says it's, you know, for the sole purpose of getting a balanced budget amendment, calling a convention, and the term limits one. And the Florida's applications actually are very specific in their limits. They even say that if this current resolution, it will be revoked and withdrawn, nullified, and superseded to the same effect as if it had never been passed. If it's used for any other purpose, one of them says for anything except the balanced budget and anything except term limits. Well, the thing is that the delegates to the convention aren't subject to state law. This is totally irrelevant and worthless, what they say. But they really feel they're powerful and they could do anything they want. So they tell Congress what they can do. And they say things in hearings like, we can text message the delegates and tell them how to vote. And they're just like our insurance agents. This is a narrative that the Convention of States makes up and the other groups usually follow. In Florida, they're a little more honest than most, but these, and they were really grilled by one of the Democrat legislatures. Her name is Representative, I think it is, Bartleman. She was very good. And it's like, well, how are you going to unconvene a convention once it's called when you discover that Congress used it to call an unlimited convention, which any convention is unlimited. It doesn't matter if they say it's limited or not.
And we've got the precedent for that, too, Judy. I mean, the last time we had a constitutional convention, they threw out the Articles of Confederation, changed the mode of ratification, and imposed. I mean, thankfully, it was a good constitution. The people who created it were, you know, honest and thoughtful and loved liberty. But this is a really dangerous thing. We're down to just about 1 minute left. Judy, I want to get you back to talk about this more. We've had some of the experts from the John Birch Society on, some of the folks from Eagle Forum, really, really good work that all you guys are doing. What are some resources that people can go to get themselves up to speed on this and then to get involved in this process?
If people would like to get involved in, you know, write letters to legislators and things like that to stop people, they can, how about just emailing me and I can talk to them and see where they're at.
Fantastic. What's your email address?
JDICALER at Comcast.net would be a good way. There is a website that puts together a lot of articles on it that I kind of put up there just to educate people who go on the site, but I don't, it's not organized, but you could see a lot of stuff on there and it's CAAVC.net stands for Citizens Against an Article 5 Convention.
CAAVC.net. And Judy, you also send out alerts, and I get your alerts. I'm very thankful for those because then I kind of get a sense of where all the action is happening. So if people want to get on that, they just shoot you an email, Judy Kaler, JudiCaler at Comcast.net. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be good to say what state you're from or even your phone number. So that that's the best way to get on that list. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Judy, thank you so much for all that you do for our country. Thank you for all your work. And thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Sentinel Report. I'm your host, Alex Newman. God willing, we shall be with you again later this week. Until then, God bless you all.